If Rachel was standing here right now, Rachel was standing here, the first thing that she would be very upset about is the fact that so many people had to be matriarch themselves because of her. Rachel was a person, as was said by many of the previous speakers, Emuna Pshuta was something which I learned from. Emuna Pshuta which it wasn't a question of why, it's a question of how, and how do we get through this, and how do I understand this to be able to make it work properly. Shiva was by my house on Hanukkah. Rachel's question to him was, I understand this is what I'm supposed to, this is what's supposed to be. I accept that this is what I have, this is what I'm not said in this world. She invested so much into her two children, and for her, she wanted to make sure that investment wouldn't go for naught, and she wanted to make sure that her children would always be taken care of. Bracha. I've told you a few times over the last few days and I'm going to say it again. I know you hear every word that I'm saying. Don't worry, I will do my best to bring them up in the way that you would want them to have been brought up. I know you told me You're scared for your children. You're scared for your husband. And I explained to you that you have an opportunity to do something more than other people sometimes have that opportunity. You're going back. Arena Neshama, as everybody has pointed out, our neshama, which is going to be Yisurim Meron, which I don't think many people in this room even have a havamina of what she went through. It was never a question throughout all the Yisurim of Chas v'Shalom, why is he doing this to me? I heard from her numerous times. Whatever these Yisurim are, it should be a kapara for any avinus that I had. Bracha, bracha. You're going up to Shamayim. The gates of the Kisei HaKavod. You know yourself. I don't have to tell you. It's Rachma of your family. You yourself understand. Was this meant is an Yiddish mama? Was this meant a Yiddish tochter and a zun? Was haben nicht kein mama? You took in into your house a boy who didn't have a mother or a father, even though it was extremely, extremely difficult. But you persevered for a long time, trying your hardest, until it became to the point where he ran himself out of the house more than once. So you understand what it means to have a Yiddish neshama, a zun mitamedel, v'shaben nishka mamedov develt. Geifa de kisei hakovin, umdeit fazei, Beit for the Tata and the Mama, Beit for all the Klal Yisrael, for the ganze Mishpacha, that we should see Yeshuas, Refuas, for all the staff and Hoban. You said many times, it's Shein Tzayfa Mashiach, it's the Dagenuk Tzaris of the Welt. Beit Eibishter, as a Shukim Mashiach, we should not have to go through these Tzaris anymore. Make sure that the Eibishter understands he's the Tata from the Yisayimim, that your children should be taken care of properly. I just want to thank one more time, publicly, all the different people who have been very instrumental in helping me, guiding me, guiding us, guiding me and my wife. I know I might have been a pain in the neck sometimes in trying to push to get what I felt what had to be done. Whether it was complaining to a doctor at 3 o'clock in the morning, or the other people who I had to speak to at whatever time of the day it might have been. I'm asking mechila from anybody if I pushed in the wrong way. And I wanted to give over Hakaras HaTov from Rachel to all those people, and there are numerous ones, too numerous for me to actually enumerate right now in public. But Those that are there that know, they know exactly who I'm talking about, and they have our heartfelt thanks, not only for me and from Rachel Bracha, but from the whole Mishpacha for all that you've done for us. I want to also ask Mechila from Rachel Bracha. I'm sure there are times that I might have said things to you that I shouldn't have said. I might have done things that I shouldn't have done. Please be merchel me. And we know last week's parasha, we talk about Rachel Mavaka al Baneha. Rachel is taken to a place, Rachel Imenu, is buried in a place where there would be an opportunity for her children to come back and to be able to go and daven by her kever. Yudaleib, Chayefredel, I just want you to know it was a very difficult decision for me over the last 12 hours of where to bury mommy. I want you to know this is part of my cheshbon, that you should be able to go back in an easy way, just like the Mama Rachel was put in a place where she should be able to be, she should be there so that her children can come to her at all times. Our Mama Rachel Bracha, I also wanted her to be somewhere where all three of us can go back to her and be misfollowed by her. The Eibishter should take her and Tachas Kisi Yaakovid, and she should have an easy, as Uncle Yama mentioned before, it's a Shaz Din. She should have an easy Din. And Dilam Abbas Lanetzach.